Elohim matzo es avon avodecha. So Rashi says, Yodim anu shemos sarachnu. We know that we're innocent of what you are accusing us. Avo me'es ha-mokom ni'osam ha-hofi anu zos matzo b'acho mokom ligvo shtarchovo. Understand that we're guilty of a different avera. Look in the sforno. Elohim matzo es avon avodecha lo bishvil. Ze anu nenoshim shemo chatanu bo ze klal. And what the shvil often shows sinu loyomer mishoni rotzo team ani shenu lipor mimeno ayodecho aderek mershoyim yetsi rosha. There's a mimer in Leivim Yahu, the Sefer of Bereishis. There's a mimer on the union of Yosef and his brothers. So he says that at this point they were makir that the mechira also was betos. At this point. Not only for the Obsarius, but also for the material. I just want to mention one thing which is relevant as far as Sunday is concerned. That originally, and during the week of Hanukkah, so this goes back several years ago already. During the week of Hanukkah, because people might delicht at different times and so on, so we instituted in the yeshiva that right after Malkus Neiros, so we had a little mesiba, you know, in the yeshiva, usually in the base medrash we had, and we served, you know, light refreshments, and then one of the rebbeim spoke, and we also danced. We had like a little mesiba in the yeshiva. And we did that primarily to serve as a focal point for everyone to come back, you know, quickly, and that we could start the Seder sooner rather than later. But it seems to be, was brought to my attention yesterday by a couple of Bachrim, but it seems to be that lately the reverse is happening. So then we decided to stop there, because we felt that the Bachrim, you know, have Mesivas by the Rebbeim, and then we have a Mesiv in the Yeshiva, Shabbos. So we felt that it wasn't necessary. We didn't want to take time from the Seder, so then we stopped that. Then we were left, you know, just with a little dancing after the fellas come back. Lamaisa, however, it was brought to my attention yesterday. I was speaking to Rabbi Sumer about it this morning, and it seems that now it's counterproductive. Because there are certain Bachrim who want to learn. So they either learn in their rooms and don't come back to the base medrash because they don't want to be disturbed when we start to dance. Other Bachrim feel we're dancing anyway. Why come back to the base medrash early? So therefore, even though we have a nice oilam for our Hashem during the week after at Malkus Neiros, they have a very stark oilam in the base medrash. But the fellas don't sit down to learn early. It takes much longer than it should. So it seems to be that the original intention that we had is now counterproductive. So from now on, we should appreciate that the Seder begins when we finish lighting Malkus Neiros. The Seder doesn't begin at any official time. As soon as we finish lighting Malkus Neiros, we should come back and start learning. That's what Malkus Neiros is all about. And I mentioned before Hanukkah, last Friday, I mentioned that everyone should make their preparations in terms of their purchases before Hanukkah, so you don't, on Friday, not to lose time. I would like to make the same suggestion now also, Bein HaSidori, when you go back to the Dira, that's the time to fix up the menorah with the oil and with the wicks and all the business that has to be done, because then it's not on the time of a Seder, understand? So like this, you go into the Dira, the whole thing should take a few minutes, and Shalom Al Yisrael. Understand? But to light the menorah at 20 to 4, or at 5 o'clock, at 20 to 5, which is the minog in Yerushalayim, or if you want to wait till tzeis, as many of you are accustomed to do in the States, it's 5 o'clock. So first of all, if you're lighting at 5, you don't have to leave it at 4:30 or 20 to 5. If you light at 5, you should leave the base medrash 10 to 5. You know, we're big boys. We don't ring the bell here. You know, everybody goes out and ring the bell, everybody comes back in. So if you light later, then you should stay in the base medrash later. So the whole geshef should just be going and coming and lighting the candles, then we sit back to learning, so that the ruach we have in the base medrash, the last hour and a half or hour of the Seder, we can have that for another 30-40 minutes before. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.